This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
So McDaniel was on the Lebatard show, and it was a really good interview overall. McDaniel was fantastic, like he normally is. And he was talking about Tua. And the way he was talking about Tua, it was one of those things that was, you know, impressive, because the way he talks about his mindset and how he was and the player that he is. And you could tell that from the get-go, McDaniel has been truly honest about Tua and how he feels about him. You know what's the weird part about it is? McDaniel feels the way I do about Tua. How I felt about him last year, how I felt about him the first year, when I was talking about how marvelous of a year he had, when nobody really would call it marvelous, but I would, because when you're being constantly attacked and you have no running game and no offensive line and you're still making things happen and you're still winning more than you're losing and you're still throwing more touchdowns than you're losing than interceptions, and you're one of the least sacked quarterbacks in the NFL like he was last year with the worst line. It just, there are elements there, and his throwing, he's accurate as hell. These are things that, for me, I was sold on the kid. I only had one doubt with Tua. There's only one reason that I would have stayed away from him, and that's injuries. The injury history, I could understand. I never doubted the player. So, Mike McDaniel was on with Dan Lebatard. And so he says, and talking about Tua, he says, the skill set, crazy. I mean, the dude is right-handed, and he throws lefty, McDaniel said, on the Dolphins' young signal caller. Every lefty I've ever been with, the ball kind of tails. His doesn't. It's the most accurate, catchable ball I've ever seen. And then the guys followed up with, like, the most catchable and accurate ball. And then he, like, started to think about it. He said, yeah. Yeah. He goes, yeah, yeah, I went through all of it. They even talked about Matt Ryan's year. And he said, hey, Matt Ryan, that year was the best quarterbacking I had ever seen. Now, that's not what he's saying. He's not saying Tua's the best quarterback ever. He's not saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's not saying he's better than Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady. He's just talking about the accuracy of Tua. And so it's, again, I would suggest if you get a chance to watch that interview, it's a good interview. It's a great way to see the coach, again, talking about his team, his players, his philosophy, leadership, all kinds of stuff that he addresses. But the love for Tua is not one that comes from, do you want the job? You got to coach Tua. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I love Tua. Yeah, I want the job. No, 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 no. This is a guy that truly believes in Tua. And he even talked a little bit about it in that. Did you see the interview yet with Lebatard? And he kind of danced around it right at the beginning, where I didn't think he was put in the right positions last year. He goes, I don't want to get into what happened last year, but I don't think he was put in a favorable position or what, which, no shit, which is what we talked about all last year, that he was just in a position to fail. He was with a coach that was going to guarantee his failure. You know what I mean? And this is a different dude. This is a dude that believes in you. You got to believe in your child. That's how you strengthen them emotionally. That's how you give them the confidence that they can go out there and achieve anything. And when they fail, because you and I are going to fail, everyone's going to fail, your kids are going to fail, I'm going to fail, you're going to fail, you need your husband, your wife, your best friend, your kids to pick you up and tell you, no, man, that's just a bump in the road. Let's go. Let's get it done. You can get it done. But that's all part of relationships. They have to be nurtured. And there was nothing being nurtured last year by that head coach, because that's part of being a head coach, a CEO, a manager, a father, a mother. sure, you got to have leadership, but you also have to have compassion. You have to have understanding, and you have to be supportive. It's part of it, man. I've said it before. Have a kid and don't tell him you love him ever. Don't give him a hug. Don't encourage him. See how that relationship turns out. You know, adopt an animal. Don't give it any love. Just throw it in a corner and just throw food. See how that relationship's going to work out. Go plant a plant. Don't give it any water. Don't give it any light. See how that relationship's going to work out. There's no such thing as a relationship that doesn't need to be nurtured. It's not a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife thing. It's a life thing. And that's the difference. That's what this dude is all about. Mike McDaniel understands that in order to get people to do what you need them to do, you've got to meet them halfway, bro. The tyrant way is not good for everybody. It's mostly not good for most people. Very few people, and they're probably older, and they're probably from other older generations, they don't deal with the tough love all the time. There's a time for tough love, and then there's a time for compassion and understanding. There's a time just to listen. There's a time to just support. And McDaniel is made up of all of those things. And he's giving himself a chance to reach people so he can get them to do what he wants them to do. Instead of ordering them all the time what to do. That gets tiresome. And that's where this guy is different than the guy we just had. Will it work? We'll find out. We will find out. But I like what I see, and I believe in his belief of Tua Tagovailoa. I think it's heartbreaking what happened to Tua last year. I agree. The interview was awesome. It was. He referred to Tua as a scared and guarded. I so want this coach and player to be indefinitely successful. Well, of course, you're going to be guarded because of what happened. Dude, you come to the league, and the coach that takes over didn't want you. And tells you he didn't want you. And shows you examples over and over again that he'd rather have anybody else but you. How in the hell are you ever going to commit to that person? How are you ever going to sell out for that person? How can you trust that person? You can't. So how can you have a winning environment with that person? Oh, I'm sorry. He was the only one that had a winning environment. Because even Fitz and Jabroni Brissett, they all had losing records for Flo. So as ignorant as Flo was, he didn't communicate with the only quarterback that gave him a winning record.